United Nations officials are calling it one of the gravest incidents of the two-week-old conflict in Gaza. Some 30 civilians in Gaza City were killed, medical workers say, when Israeli gunners repeatedly shelled a house where civilians were holed up and then, it's alleged, failed to help the wounded. The Israeli military says it's investigating and denies its soldiers targeted civilians. NPR's Eric Westervelt and NPR assistant Ahmed Abu Hamda in Gaza prepared this report. A warning to listeners, this story contains some graphic descriptions of violence.
We interviewed Masoud al-Samouni in her hospital bed at Al-Quds Hospital in South Gaza City, where she's recovering from shrapnel wounds. The 20-year-old tears up and pauses several times, seemingly lost in pain, as she describes how dozens of members of the extended Samouni family had crowded into her cousin's house to try to avoid the fighting in the area. She says they were running out of everything.
We were there for almost 3 days. Israeli shells and rockets falling all the time. Really, we never saw anything like that before. The kids needed food and water, and there just wasn't any.
Masouda says she remembers last Monday morning, just after 6, there was lots of shooting. Israeli ground forces were fighting just outside the house. Then, she says, things suddenly calmed down. The soldiers, it appeared, had pulled back. Not long after that, however, all hell broke loose again. She says 3 or 4 Israeli tank or artillery shells, she doesn't know which, struck in and around the house. Walls shook, windows broke. Family members, she says, tried to rush to safer rooms. We were screaming, and the kids, too, were screaming, she says. Gaza medics say 30 people in the house were killed, including Masouda's husband and 10-month-old son, who, she says, died while she was holding him.
I was cradling my infant baby in my arms, and the second little boy was on my legs, and my third son was behind me. The infant was hit in his stomach with 2 pieces of shrapnel. He's so small and weak. I saw his head flop down, and he opened his mouth, so I knew he was dead.
Masouda says she and her sister-in-law fled in panic to a nearby house, carrying her kids, including her dead son. Israeli soldiers were deployed less than 100 yards away, she says, but wounded family members went more than 2.5 days without medical care. It's not clear the Samounis asked the Israeli army for any medical treatment. One of the first on the scene was Michael Roy with the International Committee of the Red Cross in Gaza. He says he and another Red Cross worker entered the Zaytoun area by ambulance and then on foot during the first temporary 3-hour truce Wednesday afternoon, more than 48 hours after the bombing. Roy says when he entered the main room in the Samouni house, he saw a ghastly scene, dead bodies and kids too weak to move from lack of food and water.
We found a house with more than 12 dead bodies. They were all lying on their mattresses. One woman, she was lying separately on the floor, and in the middle of them, there were like 5 children from, I think, 4 to maybe 12 years old. 2 of them, they could not even get up. So those ones, we had to load on a donkey cart, the 1 kilometer back to the ambulances. The dead bodies, we had to leave.
Navi Pillab, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, told the BBC an independent investigation should be launched. The events in Zaytoun, Pillab said, display elements of what may constitute war crimes.
There's an international obligation on the part of soldiers in that position to protect civilians, not to kill civilians indiscriminately in the first place, and when they do, to make sure that they help the wounded. And in this particular case, these children were helpless, and the soldiers were close by. So I would say that all these call for urgent, independent, transparent investigation.
It's the second time in a week the UN has called for an investigation of Israeli military conduct in Gaza. The UN continues to call for an independent probe of the Israeli mortar strike Tuesday that killed some 40 civilians who'd taken shelter at the UN-run Jabalia Prep Girls' School in North Gaza. The Israelis say they were taking fire from militants near the school. Israel Defense Force spokeswoman Major Avital Leibovich says the army is looking into events in Zaytoun.
Well, we are trying to do the utmost to prevent civilian casualties. We are doing an investigation on the Zaytoun, and I believe that we are looking into it with the utmost seriousness.
Leibovich accuses Hamas fighters of hiding among civilians. Friday, the UN's top human rights official also had strong words for Hamas, saying any use of human shields by the militant group is a violation of international law. The scene in Zeytun was hardly the only horrific story of civilian dead to emerge from Gaza. In the rubble-strewn streets of the Saifiya neighborhood, Red Cross workers say they saw the charred dead bodies of several children, whose remains, it appeared, had been ravaged by the wild dogs common across Gaza City. Iyad Nasser is with the Red Cross in Gaza.
We collected three bodies from the side of the road of two children and one baby, 1.5 years old baby, eaten by wild animals it seemed from the street.
Nasser says his colleague, a veteran Red Cross worker, told him, "I've never seen such images, and what I've seen will haunt me for the rest of my life." Eric Westervelt, NPR News.